you assess the film? How do you grade yourself for Cincinnati?
I think you take, I mean, as cliche as it is, there was a lot of good, and there was some things that I think that were easy there for me that, you know, I missed. So, you know, I think, I'd like to have some stuff back. I think, you know, in the first half, we did some good things. We moved the ball there before half, and then, you know, in the second half, you know, I think kind of once the score got to 24-10, I know we had a quick three and out on three passes. You know, that drive after having, you know, gotten close but still stalled the two drives prior in the second half, it's probably what I look back at most and regret a little bit. You know, the ball down the middle to Gary that was close, but, you know, probably could have got a better completion outside to try and get it into a third and four instead of keeping it at third and 10, you know, helping flip on the play call with the call sheet a little bit there. But, I think I did some good things, and I think there were some things that were there that, you know, either I didn't see or, you know, just missed a little bit.
Did that success with the home run ball in the Tennessee game kind of juice you up? Is it hard to put that aside and check down?
I think each game is its own game. There were definitely times where, I could have checked it down instead of running. You know, there was a couple times where we sat there with Flip or with Kevin and said, you know, who knows, if you get it out there, you probably got the same amount of yards as you would if you would have just dumped it off. So, they played us a little bit differently there, and, you know, they were going to say, hey, we're going to make you check it down, make you keep the ball in play, and not let you beat us with anything deep down the field. And, you know, that worked for them. So, you know, we have to do a better job as a whole just trying to get completions and methodically tick the ball down the field.
You look like a different quarterback out of the pocket than in the pocket. So, I mean, what can you do? What can you do to get better, I guess, in the pocket, if that's where they want you to stay?
I think I made a couple throws in the pocket here and there. You know, I definitely, obviously, we hit some deeper balls down the field. One on them jumping off sides. One to Duke down the sideline getting out of the pocket. So, you know, not every play was made outside of the pocket, but obviously, you know, the touchdown and a couple of our bigger ones were. So, you know, the times that we were in the pocket, I know we had a second and long to Gabe that, you know, might have got tipped or whatever and kind of bounced off his knee. But, you know, it's just as far as knowing where guys are, knowing where the defenders are, and staying in the pocket and making the throw. There's a time and a place for me to get out. I don't think that is a bad thing, me getting out of the pocket and running around. You know, I don't think anybody wants to take that away from me, but, you know, there are times where, you know, I could definitely stay in a little bit longer, and that's just the fact of the way I play and the way that I have to continue to try and adapt.
Does the heat of the moment cause that? Revert to that?
I don't know. I mean, that's the way I've played a lot of my life, so I'm sure, you know, when things do tend to break down, I mean, that's, what I kind of fall back onto. But at the same time, you know, you can take that with the checkdowns and continue to move the ball and take a little bit here and give a little bit there. I think that's the name of the game and what I'm searching for and trying to do.
If this becomes you play and then you don't play for a couple of weeks again, how difficult is that for you?
I just think it's, I think it's tough. You know, obviously, every week of practice I get with the guys, every game speed rep, you know, as I was telling Flip and everybody, as the game went on, like things, I felt things starting to slow down more and more and seeing guys here and there. So, not every game is going to be perfect in that aspect. You know, I think I'm still, like I said, only played four starts, but at the same time, I feel like I'm getting more comfortable. So it's going to be hard knowing that I feel like I'm getting better and learning a lot being out there and then having to go back. But, you know, I don't think, we don't know if that's been decided yet or what the case may be, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Johnny, there's still a lot made of what you do and where you go off the field. And I know you've worked on some of those decisions. Are you comfortable with how you're living your life now?
Yeah, I mean, I have changed and adapted in my lifestyle, you know, incredibly since last year. And we did get some time off this week. And for me, you know, my personal life is my personal life. But at the same time, you know, I got a chance in a incredible opportunity to go back to a place that, you know, myself and a ton of other teammates at Texas A&M helped build, and with the help of donors and everybody, and the success that we had in those years, build an incredible stadium. It was probably one of the nicest things that, you know, I've ever seen, and got to go back to a place that, so much love for me there, and gotten to see so many old teammates and old coaches, and just watch a game in that stadium with family and friends, and, you know, what a luck of the draw for me that it worked out that way and being able to go back home. So, I think it was an awesome time. for me, and you know, I was really excited to be back in Aggieland.
Where of that continued scrutiny, though, right? I mean, is that always going to be you think?
I think there's going to continue to always be, you know, a cloud over my head from everything that's happened in the past. You know, that's not going to go away. So, sure, anytime anybody sees me in any type of aspect or any type of situation, the way that anything would have been before, they're just going to say, oh, he's back to doing the same thing over and over again, you know. I'm smart enough to have learned a lot over my past year and a half of my life, that's for sure.
You wish that those pictures had not been posted?
I mean, I take pictures with, I probably took 2,000 pictures this weekend, and just those are the ones that happened to be blasted out onto social media. So, you know, took a lot of pictures with a lot of people, and I think I made a lot of people happy. So, you know, I can't really control, you know, who does what with those and, you know, what people say about them. So.
After the Cincinnati game, you mentioned that they used a lot of simple cover two. Would you anticipate Pittsburgh and other teams now to start at least that way with you?
Yeah, I would think, you know, with the success they had, I think teams will mix it in there a little bit probably. And, you know, cover two is cover two. You know, I can remember back to a time in high school where I was like, oh, man, that's cover two. Like, here's where you go with the ball. Like, you know, so they just try to eliminate us from really taking huge chunk shots down the field, and it all comes back to the same, you know, take what the defense gives you, and we have to be better about that. I have to be better about that. You know, I'll put a lot of that on me. You know, check the ball down, move on, and like I said, take it down the field. It doesn't have to be huge plays.
Yeah, I know you only played most of that last game, but do you have an idea why you guys have been outscored 51-3 in the second half the last three games?
No, I think earlier in the season, you know, I think we were getting out to a hot start. You know, it's about continuing that. You know, I think we're obviously need to, it's a two-half game for a reason. You know, we need to come out in the second half and bring some juice and come out and put some points on the board. And I think, you know, being outscored like that, you know, that can't happen and us be successful. So it's just continuing to be efficient throughout the entirety of the game. You can't just start fast and do good things early and then fizzle out as the game goes on. You know, I think it's on each and every one of us.
Have you heard from the league, Johnny?
I have not.
Do you have any idea if you expect them to have any
punishment? I mean, it's just kind of out of my control at this point, so it's not anything that I expect. But like I said, I haven't heard anything on that front.
Johnny, both you and Coach Pettit have said that you've missed a couple things on the field, like in the throws that you made. Is getting experience on the field the only way to correct those things, or can you do that in the film room?
You know, I think some of those throws that, you know, that we're talking about are, you know, they were playing that cloud corner the whole time, so. There were times where they tried to get us to dish it out in the flat early, you know, and that when you get to a certain point and there's a trap corner sitting out there and you throw one out in the flat and then your receiver gets smacked because he's sitting there waiting, you know, it's just about seeing and identifying it and making sure, you know, when then that flat is open and that guy's not sitting there trapping, you know, get it out there and, you know, get it on the perimeter. But, you know, I think, you know, I kind of got scared off as it went on, them playing so much cover two and having that trap corner sitting out there, that the fact of just dishing it out there really quick, you know, I probably got away from that.
You mentioned after the game that you kept telling Gabriel, keep coming to you. During the week or after the game or this week, has he had to be encouraged after that game?
No, I think he's hungry. I mean, we sat out here every day, you know, after practice every day. We're in there working out. He's in there catching balls on the jugs machine. So, you know, that's an undrafted guy from a small school out of Texas that made this roster last year and did a lot of good things, made the roster this year and has, you know, done some good things for us. So, you know, he's here for a reason, and I have all the faith in the world for him, and that's what I was just trying to tell him during the game. I could just see it in his eyes that he was down a little bit on himself, and, you know, I knew even if we got to the end of the game, whatever the score was, I didn't care, you know. Just keep fighting, keep plugging away. I'm going to keep coming to him and just try to keep him, you know, keep his head up as best I could.
Did the Browns say anything to you about those photos you're talking about popped up on the evening?
No. I'd come back and, you know, talk to the coaching staff just as always, looking forward to the next week, you know, getting ready to play Pittsburgh.
Johnny, you talked about adapting. Talk about your ad lib ability and your ability out of the pocket to make a play, make things happen. But this being a structured league, can you win in a structured offense, or does it have to be revamped to take advantage of what you do?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, I have a lot of confidence in my ability. I'm, you know, continuing to gain confidence in playing in the system and playing in this offense. You know, it takes a lot of, you know, time getting used to seeing these coverages, knowing where people are going to be, and exploiting that. You know, there's not, I'm not going to be able to sit there like some of these taller quarterbacks in the league and just be able to see everything happen as it plays on. There's going to be times where, you know, I'm not going to be able to see something. I'm going to have to make a faith throw, knowing that, hey, it's cover three, and this guy's here, and this guy went there with where this person is. So as I continue to watch film, continue to play in these games, you know, there's going to be times where I'm going to not be able to see everything like everyone else and as clear as day. And, you know, I think I'm getting better at it, but I'm nowhere near perfect, that's for sure.